What next? With a solid parliamentary majority, Prime Minister Johnson is able to pass government legislation relatively unhindered by opposition. The Johnson Withdrawal Agreement Bill passed its second reading on December 20, 2019, meaning that the UK is now on track to formally leave the EU on January 31st at 2300 GMT, midnight in Brussels. The UK then enters a transition period during which the future relationship between the UK and EU is supposed to be negotiated. During the transition period, the UK continues under its current relationship with the EU and continues to pay its share of the EU budget. This transition period is due to expire on December 31st, 2020. So, until then, there will be no immediate change. The deals struck over trade in goods and services, security, food and fisheries, and various other regulatory arrangements will determine the UK's future relationship with the EU. But few people outside of the UK government believe there is enough time in the transition period to negotiate a full set of agreements to replace those that already exist. However, Johnson's Withdrawal Agreement Bill makes it illegal for the UK government to extend the transition period beyond the end of 2020, regardless of whether negotiations have been concluded or not. Perhaps the best that can be foreseen at present is an interim deal covering trade in goods but not services. There are significant differences between the EU and UK positions. For example, the EU insists that there can be no freedom of movement of goods, services and capital between the EU and UK without the free movement of people. The free movement of people, as explained earlier in the essay, was always one of the most politically sensitive issues in UK politics. At the time of writing, it is difficult to imagine how Brexit, as promoted by the government of Boris Johnson, can lead to anything but a major disruption of the UK's relationship with the EU, both economically and politically. The final unresolved problem that emerged larger than ever from the election is the question mark over the future of the UK itself. The withdrawal agreement creates a customs border between Ireland and Great Britain, drawing Northern Ireland closer to the Republic of Ireland and separating it from the rest of the UK. It could be argued that this makes it more likely than before that Northern Ireland will be reunited with the rest of Ireland in the future. However, of more immediate concern is the relationship between Scotland and the rest of the UK. In the 2016 EU referendum, Scotland voted 62% to 38% in favour of remaining in the EU. In the 2019 general election, the Scottish Nationalist Party, SNP, won 48 of 59 seats in Scotland, a landslide victory for the party. The SNP stood on a pro-Remain manifesto and pledged that if Scotland were forced out of the EU on terms that it could not agree to, then the party would seek a second referendum on Scottish independence. On December 19, 2019, the SNP leader, Nicola Sturgeon, announced that she had formally requested permission from Boris Johnson's government to hold a referendum on Scottish independence. Boris Johnson declared that no such permission would be forthcoming, claiming that the question of Scottish independence had been put to rest in the independence referendum of 2014. It is not clear whether a second independence referendum would produce a different result from that in 2014, but Prime Minister Johnson's refusal to grant permission to hold a vote is set to create a constitutional struggle between the UK government in London and the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh.